Listening to Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, Labor Day, September 6th, and today we've got a special cyclocross feature, a webinar featuring Mark Gullickson. Going to talk about opportunities with cyclocross, with the upcoming cyclocross season, and a lot of things you need to know about cyclocross. We've also got some great race sounds and interviews from recent events at Rim Nordic Mountain Bike Series Finals. Also, the Over the Hump race series, a midweek series near Lake Irvine, and some awesome stuff from the San Clemente Criterium, a new event in Southern California's primo area of San Clemente. Race results coming up at you now. The San Clemente Criterium. Race results for the men's pros in category 1s and 2s. Team Helens, Rudy Napolitano picking up third place. Team Pista Palace's Eric Marcotti in second. And your winner from Jelly Belly, presented by Kenda Sergio Hernandez. In the pro women's and category 1s through 3s, Herbalife Lagrange's Morgan Kapp for third place. B&L Bikes' Jennifer Weinbrecht second place. SC Velo's Pam Schuster picking up that win. Men's Category 3s, third place, going to Big Orange Synergy Cycles, Derek Brow. Miles Ludi picking up a silver medal, and Show Air Sonnens' Hunter Grove picking up that win. Men's Category 4s, third place, Herbalife Lagrange's Luis Acosta. And Team Possibilities, Gary Fisher Subaru, Derek Swinford picking up second. And your winner, Robbie Miranda. The Masters 35+, third place going to Adam Livingston, riding for Team Pista Palace. Amgen UBS Elite Masters Thurlow Rogers taking second, and Team Helens, Rudy Napolitano taking that win. In the Masters 45s, 45+, third place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters John Walsh, and it was an Amgen UBS Elite Masters sweep of the podium with Thurlow Rogers in second and Richard Meeker picking up that win. Men's Category 5 and Beginners, Aqua Aldui's Tate Campbell, third place, Swami Cycling's Eric Johnson in second, and your winner, Robert Engel. And in the women's Intermediate and Beginners, taking third place from Fast Friday, Lisa Brinton. Second place, Team Dude Girls Colnago, presented by Angela Wimberly. And your winner, GS Adams Avenue Bicycles, Jennifer Valenti. That was the San Clemente Criterium. Race results. Complete details at scnca.org.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow. This looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am. And let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their forks and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes. Same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I got to tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's R-A-X-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R-A-X-S-T-E-R-R- R-A-C-T-E-R, racks, R-A-C-K-S, .com.
Wow, Brad, thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen.
Rim Nordic Mountain Bike Racing, the event series finals and overall results, finishing up on August 29th in the Pro Men, rounding out the podium, Doug Andrews with third place. Romo Loforsino with second place with 624 points, and your winner, Sean Donovan. And the Rim Nordic Women's Category 1s, ages 19 through 29, third place going to Amanda Schaefer, second place Lauren Gregg, and your winner, Anna Dvorak. Single speeds, pro single speeds, Alan LaFramboise was your winner in the overall Rim Nordic Series. Junior men's category ones, 18 and under, Casey Williams picking up that win. In the category one men, 19 to 24, Stephen Fox was your winner. Category one men's 30 to 34, Griffith Vertican, overall series winner. Category 1 men's 45 to 49, David Stowell picking up that win. And the Category 1 men's 50 to 54, Dean Swank was your winner there. Cat 1 men's single speed, rounding out the podium in third place, Timothy Sparks. Second place, Jason Rusnick. And your winner, Jason Butler. Junior men's Category 2, 18 and under, Cameron Williams picking up that win. And in the Rim Nordic Cat 2 men's 35-39, Ryan Arnold picked up the overall series win. Category 2 men's 45-49, Richard Baylor was your overall winner. In the men's 50-54, Category 2, Francisco Vidal picked up the win. Category 2 men's Clydesdale, Richard Lachina was your winner. Junior, Category 3 men ages 10 and under, these are the little guys. Picking up third place was Ethan Sanchez, second place Alec Burton, and your winner, Jonah Sanchez. In the Category 3 men ages 50 to 54, Dale Carter picking up that win. Category 3 men's Clydesdale, George Smith was your winner. In the pro women, your overall winner in the cross country, Joy Dirksen. Category 2 women ages 19 through 29, Sabine Peterson, overall winner. And in the category 2 women ages 14 and under, juniors, Ellie Williams picking up that win, followed closely by Jenna Schuler. Category 3 women ages 40 plus, Michelle Russell was your winner overall in the Rim Nordic Cross Country. More details about Rim Nordic and complete results can be found at their website at rimnordic.com. Got some upcoming events for you. The LA Velodrome Championships, this is an Elite Nationals qualifier at the Event Center, the Home Depot Center in Carson, California, September 11th and 12th. And this is track racing at its finest. Category 1s through 5s. There's going to be time trials, mass starts, Madisons for men and women as well. And in order to be a qualifier to start the mass start races, you have to be track category 1 or 2 or hold an LA Velodrome certification. So visit lavelodrome.org and come on out and watch that too. Great races to watch at the track, the LA Velodrome Association. For details, visit lavelodrome.org. Again, that's September 11th and 12th. Coming up on September 19th, the Urban Cyclocross kicks off the Southern California Cyclocross season in Palos Verdes, hosted by Palos Verdes Grupo Ciclismo, and September 19th, first racing starts at 9 a.m. with juniors all the way down to ages 10. There's also free kids youth series racing for 10 and under. That is free and racing for all ages and abilities, including masters, men, women, and single speeds as well. That's the Urban Cyclocross Series, event number one in a series of five races, hosted by Palos Verdes Grupo Ciclismo. SoCalCyclocross.org for details on that event, September 19th. Coming up in Northern California on September 12th, the Fremont Peak Hill Climb Race. This is a time trial event starting at 10 a.m. Men's Pro 1s, 2s, Masters 35s, and Men's Elite, and also Women's Categories and Juniors. That's in Fremont, coming up September 12th, Sunday, September 12th. All details on that at PanocheValley.org. That's PanocheValley, PanocheValley.org. And further details on racing in Northern Cal at ncnca.org. See you at the races. So the USACycling.org, USA Cycling is the sanctioning body of official bike racing in the United States, and they put on a webinar discussing cycling, cyclocross opportunities, hosted by Mark Gullickson. And we have reproduced that webinar here. We'll be broadcasting it. And go ahead and take a listen and find out information about cyclocross, the upcoming cyclocross. So here's the webinar coming at you now.
Welcome to this USA Cycling webinar on USA Cycling cyclocross opportunities. Mark Gullickson will be our presenter. And he will. Mark is a longtime cyclocross world team member. Also, has been representing the U.S. in mountain bike worlds, and for the last about year or so, has been our mountain bike and cyclocross program director. And so, what he is going to do today is to offer you some insight into the USA Cycling cyclocross programs, with the opportunities that we have through our program, and some information on that. So since we're off one computer today, I'm going to turn the headset over to Mark, and it's all yours.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this webinar. It's that time of year where people are starting to think about cyclocross, and Sam thought it would be an appropriate time for us to talk to you guys about our opportunities and sort of the season that's coming up. Let's see here. I'm going to ask Sam one question. How to move to the next slide. All right. Okay. For cyclocross, there aren't a lot of program opportunities through USA Cycling. If you compare it to road or if you compare it to mountain bike, but we're trying to sort of move in the right direction and sort of bring those opportunities to our young riders. One opportunity that we have been offering for years, of course, is the World Championships, and we select teams for that using our selection procedures, which unfortunately aren't posted yet. We're trying to get them posted by the early next month, early September, before the big races start. There are a few things in that selection that aren't nailed down yet, so look for those on the USA Cycling website under the Cyclocross homepage in the next couple weeks, I hope. So this year the World Championships are in Tábor in Czech Republic, late January. We have in that selection will be automatic selection, a number of different ways you can be selected to the team through automatic selection, and then there's also discretionary spots if the team isn't filled through automatic selection. We do partially fund this trip, usually as one rider in each category, elite men, elite women, U23 men, and junior men. One rider will be completely funded. So that's for most riders, elite or top-level riders in each of those categories, that's sort of the end goal for a lot of them. And we've had varying amounts of success at the Worlds, and we have different ideas of why we have success or not, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Another opportunity that hasn't been solidified quite yet is a European race trip, which we offered last year to a select group of, I believe it was three riders, and I think last year it was a three-week trip to a World Cup or two in Europe, based out of the Isigem Road, U23 Roadhouse that they have over there. And Noel De Juncker runs that trip. Riders going to be selected by for that trip by myself, and I'll have input from some other of my colleagues. But that trip, we don't put out a selection document for that trip. It's more of a situation where we pick, we only have a few slots available, and we sort of handpick those riders. Having said that, if you think you're a rider, you have a rider that you know would fit into this trip, one of the best juniors, maybe he's a first-year junior that maybe we don't have our, he's not on our radar yet, or a U23 rider that you think we should know about, you can certainly email me and let me know about that. But we don't have a lot of positions for this trip. And having said that also, we don't know exactly when the trip is going to be. One of the World Cups we were thinking about using or attending on that trip has been canceled in Switzerland, so now it sort of depends on what happens with the selection document for the World Championships, where there's a gap between two selection races, possibly. So that trip also needs to be kind of finalized. So there's a little bit still on the table there that needs to be solved. So those are the two main opportunities through USA Cycling for cyclocross riders. That's certainly not the only opportunities out there to race in Europe. One of the best examples is Jeff Proctor's Eurocross Camp, which I believe this year runs from roughly December 18th through January 3rd. On this slide, you can see Jeff's email and a website for the cross camps. That's a, in my opinion, one of the best opportunities to get over to Europe if one of your riders isn't part of that group that goes over a little earlier in November through USA Cycling. Jeff's camp really hits the European crossing right in the middle where there's a bunch of races, and it's certainly a good bang for the dollar getting over there with Jeff. You can see on this slide that Jeff picks a camp through a number of different criteria, but a big part of the criteria results in November at the Boulder races and the Mercer USGP races. And I'm not sure. I think by nationals he has to pick already the team. But if you have specific questions about that, contact Jeff. And that's a USA Cycling sanctioned camp. And there are also other camps, domestic camps. Most of those camps are skills camps. A lot of those go on right around this time of year to get riders ready for the different demands necessary for cyclocross. We had one here in Colorado Springs last weekend, but you can check. I'm not sure you're the best place to check, but I believe we probably have all of our sanctioned camps listed on our website somewhere. Let's see, what else? I also put a U.S. race schedule in here for you to look at. Obviously, it starts in September with the Starcross race in Seattle area. First Category 1 is in the Cross Vegas race. Then it moves on to the first USGP race. That's also a Category 1, one of the events. And you can see there's race in September, a big list of for October. There's one USGP race that's Category 1 on October 24th. And there's also a Category 1 up in Canada, which I listed the Canadian races in blue. So a good slate of UCI races for October, also November. The Boulder Cup is Category 1. Mercer Cup is Category 1. And then we go into December, and Portland's Category 1. And then the National Championships pretty much concludes the domestic race schedule. And then that's when a lot of the racers that have been doing well, younger racers, choose to go over to Jeff Proctor's Christmas camp in Europe. One thing I wanted to talk about was our philosophy at USA Cycling and our experience with young riders who aspire to attend the World Championships. The World Championships are in, as you saw, late January. And we find that a lot of our junior riders and U23 riders, if they come into the season in early September in really good form, it's very difficult for them to hold that good form all the way through to the end of January. A lot of our riders come from the mountain bike or the road season and for whatever reason don't take enough time off between their summer season and their fall, winter, cyclocross season. And it has been a trend over the last few years that that our juniors and U23 riders sometimes, not always, but sometimes arrive at the World Championships burned out. So that's something that in our selection criteria for the World Championships that will be posted next month, we try to address and through our selection try to encourage those young riders to start their seasons, at least their important travel seasons, toward the second half of the U.S. cross season. So very likely that our selection races for the juniors and U23 riders, at least domestic selection races, will not happen until November at the earliest. And so that's one big concern for all the coaches listening and riders, to try to lay out the race season so that a peak can be attained more toward nationals, a shorter peak maybe starting sometime in November all the way through nationals, and then depending on if you go over to Europe, try to attain a second peak toward the end of January. And a lot of riders, young riders, end up spending too much energy and, frankly, money traveling around in September and October, and then find themselves maybe a little off for nationals or maybe right on for nationals, but it's very difficult to maintain that all the way through to January. And then for the elite riders, our World Championship selection doc will focus pretty heavily on World Cups. We will have, of course, domestic races that will be qualifiers, such as national championships, and very likely all the Category 1 races that you see in this calendar will be qualification races, in that we'll tally the points for all of the Category 1 races together. And the leader of that series will be an automatic for the team. Again, those are preliminary selection statements, so check back in September for the official selection doc, and I believe that covers it. I'm going to, Sam, should I put you back on for some questions? Or
you can read the questions.
Okay.
Okay, we got some race sounds from Rim Nordic live last weekend at the Rim Nordic Cross Country Mountain Bike Series Finals. We've also got some race sounds and interviews from San Clemente, as well as the midweek Over the Hump Series. So kick back and enjoy the interviews and sounds of bike racing here at Bikesport Radio. Category 1's 30 seconds to start, Rim Nordic. In the Group X.
15 seconds to start.
Too late. That wasn't our screw up.
All right, guys.
My name's
on Jeremy.
Three, two, one.
Go!
All right, they're off. First heat.
Had some rain on the
this winter.
You guys have 2 minutes to start.
This is the first time you've ever raced, and you won today.
Yeah, I had the fastest time for the...
Nice. What category?
For the C. I'm a... Third place.
I'm Z, which is 45.
Age group 45 to 49.
Yeah. All right.
Was it close at all, or did you just blow everybody away? Or?
Good job!
I followed the, there was two other guys in my class. I started following up the hill, but I kept bumping into them, so I had to get off. Go around them. I just went around them and rode alone most of the day.
Got him on the podium today.
Good job with the race.
It was a lot of fun.
All right, Richard.
All right. You know, they have the Autumn Classic out here also.
Cycling,
a couple other races.
41, 32.
Cool. You'll be live on Bike Sport Radio in a couple of weeks.
Okay, cool.
Our radio still here at Rim Nordic, the series finals, and I'm here with one of the supporting sponsors. How do you pronounce that? Amy?
Amy?
Okay. And your name?
My name is Bob Rutten.
Bob, hey, thanks for coming out and supporting the event. Tell us about some of your grips and your products here.
Well, what we've got here basically showing today is our new lock-on grips, which go on a simple single clamp that locks them on instead of two clamps. Really good compound that we've developed that doesn't wear out. And then our biggest thing is our heated grip, which you have your hand on.
It's warm.
It's got six levels of heat, ranges from 95 degrees to 135 degrees.
Battery-powered?
Battery-powered. It's got a battery, a lithium-ion polymer battery, a lightweight battery. It lasts for 2.5 hours on a ride. There's a each grip is independent. A push button tells you what level you're going to. There's six levels that just went to level five. So, and the heat ranges from 95 to 135.
Okay, that's going to be hit in the wintertime.
Thermostatically controlled, so it comes up there and it stays there instead of going all over the place. There's two sizes available. This is our Ergo.
You see the heated Ergo, there. And then
and
there's
this
the
is
heated
the 1.3, which is a little bigger, a little more cushion diameter.
Right.
People with bigger hands.
Now, last year at National Championships in Bend was the Cyclocross National Championships.
Yeah,
and
we are right now
at 10 degrees one of the days.
At Interbike, we're going to show at Interbike, we've got it for road bikes, we've got a pad, a warming pad for the bars up here. Now we'll show that at Interbike.
I'm going to need one of those because I'm going to Nationals.
Right?
A lot of people, you know, that is a hot idea.
That's going to be it. We'll show those.
No pun intended.
Interbike's going to be, Interbike will be here, and then a few months later, we're working on ones that will wrap around to the lever hood, too, so because that's the two popular places.
What a great idea. Fantastic.
We're the first company with heated grips for bicycles.
Wow. Fantastic idea. You heard it first on Bike Sport Radio, everybody. And where do we get these grips? How do we find them?
You can get them online, amygrips.com.
Amy Grips.
Or go to your local bike shop and ask for them. They can get them, too.
Very good. Very good. All right. Thanks for being here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Now we're racing category twos, right?
Cat one and pro are racing. We're gonna have our cat three
overall
award ceremony.
Daily ceremony. Okay, cool.
Daily and overalls today. And then shortly after that, we'll be having our cat.
What an excellent day out here, too, huh, Tom?
That's a beautiful day. It's just like fresh powder in the morning.
Right on.
Oh, looks like Dan Neely's on.
Oh, here comes a walker walking his bike.
Flat tire. Come on, Dan. That's no excuse. Run to your car and fix that.
Run!
Come on.
Rally
bikes. You're younger.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday. All right, so all Cat 3 racers, come on over. We're going to have our award ceremony. Even if it's your first time racing, please come on over here. If there's 10 or more, we go 5 deep. And in the overalls, we go 5 deep also. So even if it's your first time racing, you still can be getting an award in the overalls. So stick around. All Cat 3 riders, come on over here. Number 56, Ryan Kershek. Come on, Ryan, keep it going. From Carlsbad.
Carlsbad,
nice.
California. Here at Rim Nordic. Bike Sport Radio, Rim Nordic Series Finals. Coming back at you later. Next heat getting ready to start now.
Okay, riders, you're doing one lap today, about a 6.5 mile lap. There's one water station at the top of the climb for you, okay? Drink up. Everybody look down and memorize your number. Memorize your number in case you lose it. If you have trouble, be sure and let a course official know.
Ryan Burton, how old are you?
12?
13. 13 racing age?
Yeah.
How are you doing the series?
So far, second place in... No, two first places, actually.
Oh, nice. So you might be leading the series.
Yeah. Right. Might be.
You know how many laps you do?
One. But I missed the first race.
Uh-huh. All right. And you ride for who? That's Bear Valley Bikes? Very cool.
1 minute to start.
Wow.
1 minute.
Yeah. Well, good luck with your race.
Thanks.
Good time out there. Good ride today. Nice and cool. Family here. How old are you? What age group is this?
10 and under.
10 and under? All right. You know you're going to be on the radio? We have a radio show called Bike Sport Radio. We're recording right now.
Cool.
Make some noise. Say, hey, Bike Sport Radio. Yay! Go. How many laps do you do?
One.
One? All right. Wow. Well, good luck to y'all. Bear Valley Bikes team.
Category 1's 30 seconds to start, Rim Nordic. In the group X.
15 seconds to start.
Too late. That wasn't our screw up.
All right, they're off.
First heat.
Had some rain on the track.
This winter. You guys have 2 minutes to start.
All right, this is the 10 and under start heat now. These kids are rearing to go. They're going to do one lap at Rim Nordic.
Everybody look down and memorize your number. Memorize your number. Memorize your number in case you lose it, okay? That way you can tell the course official or the finish table who you are, okay? Memorize those numbers. If you have a problem, drop out of the race. Be sure to let the course official know.
1 minute to
so
go.
Tell the finish table. It's up to the faster rider to safely overtake the slower rider without impeding their progress. Okay? Please have a safe race. No easy race. Okay? Any questions, you guys?
This guy's been fixed. This guy.
30 seconds to start.
About.
37. Shall knock it off.
15 seconds to start.
Yeah, have a good ride, everybody. Good to see you.
Go!
Oh, the kids!
Woo! Go, Jonah! All right, up. Take it easy on the kids.
All right, we're here with the finish of the kids' race. Got like little 10-inch wheels. Little kids race at the Rim Nordic. Low cross country.
Woo! Oh, baby, good job!
Wow, that was awesome. How old is he?
Four.
What's your name?
4 years old.
What's your name?
Colin,
that's right, Colin.
4 years old.
Good job, buddy.
4 years old, finishing up the job. Man. If I was as fast as Colin, I'd win my class. Good job, Colin.
No, there wasn't.
Okay,
there wasn't.
That's fine.
Jenna Schuler.
Junior women now. Jenna Schuler, second place.
And first place from Bear Valley Bikes, Team Bear Valley Bikes, 5305 today for Miss Ellie Williams.
Bear Valley Bikes!
She led that pack of all those girls there.
Junior girls at
that's
Rim Nordic
15-18,
finals.
Riding for Rim of the World High School. And if some of you don't know, Southern California has a CIF-approved high school league now, and we've got some great racers coming out of there. This one's from our local school, Rim of the World. Danica Bates for first place, 51.06 today. She's been on their team for the past 2 years as well. I think overall, what did Rim get? Fourth place, right? Out of 19 teams, Rim High School got fourth place. So that's great. Thank you, Danica. Got three women, 1929. So first time race this year, we're glad to have them from Bear Valley Bikes, 57.34, under an hour. Great job, Angela Myers. And the first place right alongside of her there, 56.30 day for Allison Hyde. I think they had fun, didn't the dogs?
I get Jonah's hair clipped.
Nice locks.
Yeah, three women, 19 to 29. Don't forget, you can post your photos on our Facebook website if you want to. Cat 3 Women 30 to 34 from Running Springs, downtown Running Springs, 5023 for Andrea McDonald. Or she's McDonald. Just Andrea Donald. Andrea? All right, good job, Andrea. And 40 plus from Corona for second place, 129.31, goes to Tara Schuler. Good job, Tara. And first place from Sugarloaf with the 56.07, Michelle Russell. Downtown Sugarloaf, huh, Michelle? Kevin Hale. Some competition in that class today. Second place, riding for Cello Pacific with a 38.56, David Williams. Yeah. Fastest time of the day for the 6.5 mile course for our Cat 3 men, 36.37 from Phelan, Dan Wilson.
All right, category 3 men.
He probably needs to ride home to get all warmed up.
Daily awards today here at Rim Nordic.
Good job, you guys. It's our Cat 3 men, 45 to 49. Good job, you guys. Thanks for coming, you guys. 50 to 50. Thank you guys for coming out and your friends that talked you into it. 30 to 34 from Pasadena with a 49.53, Robert Medina. And a raffle prize winner on top of it. All right.
Bike Sport Radio's here with the Category 3 Awards ceremony right now.
In first place from Riverside with the 49.16, Alex, is it Alfred?
Excuse me, sir.
Alex? Did you realize he won, maybe, huh?
He went home?
Oh, he did go home? Okay, so Robert, you're on the podium by yourself. Thank you for coming. 35 to 39.
So second, right?
Third place, riding for MP Racing. Michael brought a couple guys with him. They raced the Super D as well yesterday. So John got third place today with a 54.06 for the cross country. John Kim. Second place with a 45.22, riding for Cello Pacific. Jesus Ortega. Where's my buddy Mark? Is he not here today? Mark Campaign? Miss Mark. And first place, riding for Try a Bike with a 38.42, Jeremy Rich.
This is Jen with Bike Sport Radio. I'm down here at the San Clemente Grand Prix. Absolutely gorgeous day. I'm standing here with Rodney. Rodney, you put this whole thing together. How is it going? First year, tell me all about this.
As a first year race, we're very, very happy with the turnout of the racers. You know, with any kind of event, there's always some kind of hitches, but things seem to go pretty positive in the majority of instances, and we're just stoked to have the race over and to have a lot of positive comments come back from the athletes that were here today.
Fantastic. So this is your first year. Is the city behind you for another one?
Oh, absolutely. Normally it takes with the city 3 years of a successful event to partner with the city, but they said that we're on track for next year already. So we're in a good spot.
Fantastic. You're here August 29th. Are you going to go ahead and choose this time frame again?
We're going to try to get earlier in the year. We're going to go to the scheduling meetings in November so that we can get more racers here next year. I think having it so late in the season, folks are just tired. And it's through no fault of their own. They've been racing all year. So what we're going to do is try to get it earlier in the year.
Fantastic. They want to learn more about San Clemente next year and to kind of get a leg up on the registration. Where would they go visit?
SCCriterium.com.
Great. Thanks so much. Great job. All right. Here we go. Here is the final sprint, the San Clemente Grand Prix. Sergio Hernandez from Jelly Belly takes the men's pro win. Wow, just blows apart that final little break of three. great day here at San Clemente. The start-finish line is just packed full of people. What a great day for the men's pro race today. This is Jen with Bike Sport Radio. I'm here with Whitney at Sabazon. Can you tell me a little bit more about this antioxidant superfood?
It's an all-organic acai juice that's super high in antioxidants and omegas, and it's sustainably harvested.
Great. Does it taste good? What's the flavor?
We have seven different flavors. They're all basic acai. Then you can add blueberry, pomegranate, you know, passion berry.
So is it an energy drink or is it a recovery drink?
It's just a juice, basically, with like a whole food juice because there's protein and fiber in it. So it's just a good juice.
So people like want to get vitamins, they would get it from this?
Yeah, for sure. The passion berry one has over 600% of your vitamin C. And there's also different, like you can make acai bowls and stuff. There's not just juice and energy drinks.
Fantastic. And where's the distribution? Is it Whole Foods? Where do you get it?
Any grocery store, basically. Vons, Albertsons, Ralph's, Whole Foods, even in Costco now.
Great. What's a price point for a bottle of juice?
$2.99.
Okay, and it comes in singles, six packs, 12 packs?
Singles. At Costco, you can get two giant bottles of it. You can buy it in sorbet form.
Great. How many bottles do you drink a day?
Too many when I work for them.
That's fantastic. It looks like a great drink. Thanks so much, Whitney.
Thank you.
This is Jen with Bike Sport Radio, and I'm out here with James at the Soleo booth. Hey, James, tell me a little bit about this Soleo Organics here.
Sure. We are a total zinc-based sunscreen. There's 100% zinc in there. The only thing we use is zinc, so there's no nasties in there. There's no artificial ingredients. We have other list ingredients that are grapeseed, sunflower oil, macadamia, green tea, so they're very good for you, things that can be put in your body.
So we're talking about ingredients here. What do you have here today?
We have a Soleo Organics SPF 30 UVA UVB very water resistant sunscreen, good for ages from babies to 80s, doesn't matter. Everything in here again is a grocery list of things, so it's good to ingest as well as put on top of your skin.
So you can lick your arm and still be okay?
Yeah, not a problem. It's actually, you know, fully biodegradable, good for the environment, good for the reefs, you know, good for us, good for the environment.
That's fantastic. And you came to San Clemente because are you based out of here?
Yeah, we're home San Clemente. We're a base company here, and we actually manufacture in Melbourne. We bring it into San Clemente and distribute throughout the United States and into the Americas.
Great. Show me what else you have here today.
Yeah, we have an after sun product, which is called Marine Mist, and it's if you get too much sun, too much wind, little elements, it'll help to take away the sting, change the red to brown, and actually rebuild some of those damaging effects the sun does to us.
Wow, fantastic. And this last year?
This is a larger size. It's a family size of our SPF 30, so it's a, you know, a little goes a long way, but if you have a family, big family, you want a bigger tube.
Great. And you're here today in San Clemente. Where else can we get your product?
You can find our product in Mother's Market, Whole Foods, Lassen's, REI, Quicksilver, and online as well.
And it's up and down the California, or is it full United States? What's your distribution?
Nationally is our distribution through UNFI, Select, and Nature's Best. We are globally as well. We sell in our home country of Australia, but we're also in Oceania, Japan, and parts of the UK and Belgium.
And if they want to know more about Soleo, is there a website they'd visit?
Yes, www.soleousa.com. That's SOLEOUSA.com.
Thank you very much. You got a great range of projects. Bye.
Speakers. Bikes for Radio continues here at the Over the Hump series, and we're here with Let's Ride Troy Lee Brothers. And
I'm Two Brothers Racing.
Two Brothers Racing. Okay, cool.
We do motorcycle exhaust systems and high-performance accessories for motorcycles. I'm the founder of the company. We started in 1985. Ever since motorcycling became my business, I like riding bicycles now.
All right.
So I'm out here doing a little grassroots marketing.
So is this like a performance, like headers for cars, except for motorcycles, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
So a tuned exhaust makes your bike go faster.
Quite a bit. Quite a bit.
All right. Yeah, have the helmets, too? It looks like helmets.
No. This is all our racing gear.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. And you're sponsoring the Over the Hump series. This is the season finals. You've been out here all season, then? Or?
Yep. Then this will be my 12th race.
Very good. And you're going to race, what category are you racing?
Sport 4, old man.
Hey, I'll see you out there. I'm racing that category, too.
Very good.
How do we find out more about your product now?
We're online, TwoBros, T-W-O-B-R-O-S.
TwoBros.com. Okay.
Right. And then I have a club, OC Rider, which is what that other logo is that you can't really see right now.
On the tent.
But that's our bicycling club. We're mostly mountain biking, some road, mostly mountain.
Very good. Well, thanks for supporting the series. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
The Over the Hump series continues. I'm here with our announcer, and And tell us your name.
Matt Winger.
Matt, how you doing tonight? Looks like a huge turnout of the series finals here.
It was a good turnout. We had 425-plus racers tonight and a good series finale, so we're excited to be here. It's been a good 12-race series and lots of support, lots of local guys.
Yeah, I see. There's a ton of tents out here, Surf City, Cannondale, Specialized, Rock and Road, and everything. And everything went off pretty much without a hitch, huh?
Yeah, I think we've grown a lot. Last year was 2 races, this year 12, and getting into lots of different events as we go forward. So
nice.
OverTheHumpSeries.com, you can find out more about the race. It's been a cool 12-race series. Sid Taberly and Tinker War is battling it out in the pro race tonight with
Tinker.
Dana Weber.
Yeah.
So David Santos looks like he picked up the series win for the pros. And
right on.
We'll be posting series results and giving awards later on. So thanks for coming out.
Very good. All right. So next year, OverTheHumpSeries.com is where we find out more.
Yeah.
All right.
OverTheHumpSeries.com will be kicking off in May 24th, our first race on Tuesday nights for 12 next summer.
May 24th, 2011. All right. On Bike Sport Radio, Over the Hump Series. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
We're here with the Crank Brothers tent, and they're supporting the Over the Hump Series as well, a midweek race series at Irvine Lake. And I'm here with Crank Brothers, and I'm here with, what's your name?
Maxine Irving.
Maxine, hey, thanks for coming out and support the series. Tell us about Crank Brothers.
Yeah, we're just supporting the local series here, trying to get as involved as we can in anything local, grassroots. We've got a bunch of new products this year. So
I see. You make pedals, grips,
yeah.
Handlebars. Is that a dropper post, too?
Yeah, we actually have the Joplin 4 here, which is it's our main suspension post. This year we launched a whole new line of components, stems, handlebars, a bunch of new grips, and also we redid the egg beater and the popular candy pedals. So a lot of changes this year, still doing the tools, pumps, expanding the line. So yeah, it's definitely, you can now buy a whole new cockpit. Full Crank Brothers kit, and also wheel sets. We're huge into wheels right now. So
all
yeah,
right.
It's, but yeah, just meeting everyone at the races.
Yeah, the egg beaters have been real popular for the mud rides because they shed mud like crazy.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Well.
It's a four-way entry pedal, super good for. We sponsor a lot of the top.
See some
cross
pumps here too.
Yeah, cross, and we support the Hansray's Wheels for Life, which is an awesome charity. Donate $10, and every $100 that actually goes towards buying someone in Africa a bike. So
oh, excellent.
Hans is, we kind of support
Wheels
the people.
Wheels for Life.
Yeah,
by Hans
the legends. You can actually YouTube
very
that.
Very good.
And
well, maybe we'll see Hans later around, running around here too.
Yeah, and we also have the new chronology book by Sven Martin and Gary Perkin. That's the World Cup book for. It's available in our online web store, and we're offering 15% off. If you come by our booth, and yeah, you can get on the
very
online
nice.
And get 15% off on all the Crank Brothers.
And we find out more about Crank Brothers at where?
Crankbrothers.com.
Crankbrothers.com. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bike Sport Radio is here at the Over the Hump Series season final right here at Lake Irvine, and I'm here with H2 Overdrive, and I'm with, what's your name?
Chris Lambert.
Chris Lambert. I know you, Chris.
Event promoter.
And you're an event promoter, too. Okay,
cool.
I see a bee landing on me. Those of you on radio don't see the bees.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about your product.
Sure. We've been around for about 2 years now, and we're a hydration beverage company. And the actual name of the company is Innovative Health Solution. But our product is H2O Overdrive, and we're a very unique blend. Nobody else matches us. We've got 3 grams of sugar. We've got 24 grams of complex carbs, 8 grams of whey protein isolate, branched-chain amino acids, electrolytes, potassium, sodium.
So this sounds like something you would use before and during and maybe even after, right?
Absolutely.
Competition or a...
Absolutely, yeah. The thing to remember is you got to go into these events hydrated, and a lot of the racers don't do that. So they start tapping out midway through the race, and specifically at the end of the race, saying, you know, don't have anything left in me. Boy, I should have drank more. You know, water didn't cut it. What's wrong? Well, it's been proven clinically for... You know, over 100 years, the water gets about 40% of your hydration. So you need to add supplements to your body to be hydrated. And this is
right.
the product that would do it. All natural and everything you do need. And nothing what you don't need.
Right, and there aren't many products out there that do everything before, during, and after. There's a lot of pre-products, there's during, and there's post-products, but yours does it all.
That's correct, yeah. Right. That's...
How do we find out more about your product, and where can we get it?
Well, go to our website, which is H2O Overdrive, and we distribute anywhere in North America. Currently, right now, we're in a lot of the bike shops, nutrition stores, and athletic gyms.
Okay.
We're kind of working our way from Orange County, L.A., San Diego, and then all across North America.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot, Chris. You're here with Bike Sport Radio at Lake Irvine's Over the Hump Series Finals and H2 Overdrive. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
We're here with the kids' race, just about to start at the Over the Hump Series Finals.
Yeah, let me make sure we haven't missed out.
Tons of kids out here.
It's kids' race, guys. We're starting. We got 1 minute. 1 minute. So grab those engines,
right, 1 minute
guys
to start.
I can hear them. We got
for the kids' race.
These guys have already gotten indoctrinated with the live wire stickers. I see them. They're on the bikes.
Good. Good. How are you?
We're gonna go in 10 seconds. Stay safe. Make sure you watch out for everybody. If you need to get off your bike and push up a hill, that's cool. Just get back on. Pushing is part of bike racing, they tell me. All right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and off! Which is Mountain Bike Racing in Orange County. Take it off in the line right now. Look at him cross the land bridge underneath. I don't know, it looks like they're having a sandbag or two up front chasing that link jersey. Wow, that's a traffic jam if I've ever seen it. Solid racing for the kids. Guys, we're live here in 30 minutes. I'm going to need our race course marshals that are volunteering tonight to head down to the registration area.
All right, here comes the first kids finishing up. The kids race. And we're here with OC Bicycle Service. I'm here with Corey. And Corey, tell us about OC Bicycle Service.
It's kind of a one-stop shop in between a co-op and a full-service bike garage. So you can come in, work on your own bike. Got all the parts on hand to fix your every need. So. Come check us out.
Very good. Repair, parts, services, and maintenance. DIY, you show the people how to fix their own stuff and everything.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you can come in. We rent the workspaces, and we've always got somebody there for your tips and tricks on getting everything done. So.
In case you get into it and you get in trouble, you have a mechanic to help bail you out.
Exactly.
All right, OC Bicycle Service. And how do we find out more about you?
You can check the website, www.ocbikegarage.com.
Okay, ocbikegarage.com. Very good. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, thank you.
Bikesport Radio's here at the Over the Hump Series with Rock and Road Cyclery with Matt Ford. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great, Brad. Good to see you again.
Thanks for coming out and supporting the event. Tell us about Rock and Road Cyclery.
Well, we have 4 stores in Orange County, and we're here to share our passion of cycling with everybody.
All right. And where are your stores located?
We have stores in Irvine, Anaheim Hills, Laguna Niguel, and Mission Viejo.
Uh-huh. All right. And your technical support, looks like you carry Specialized?
Yeah, we're Specialized Concept Stores. All of our stores are, and we're out here demoing bikes in the final race and supporting everybody that races for our teams and our shop.
All right. You have a team racing here today. Okay. Demo bikes, so you can pick up a bike and borrow it and race?
Yep. You bet.
Nice. Very nice. And how do we find out more about your shop?
You can go to our website. It's www.rockandroadcyclery.net, you can find everything you need to know there.
That's with an N, rockandroadcyclery.net. All right, thanks for supporting the series. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks, Brad.
We're here with the Path Bike Shop now at the Over the Hump Series with Brian.
Brian Blair,
all right, thanks for supporting the series. Tell us about the Path a little bit, what lines you carry and stuff.
The Path Bike Shop, we're located in Old Town Tustin.
carry Specialized, Turner, Intense, Ellsworth, Kona, Moots, and a bunch of other high-end awesome brands.
Very good, very good. And you got some energy drink here, too. You carry some supplements for the racers also?
Yeah, we carry mainly Hammer Nutrition, Honey Stinger, Cliff Bar, Cliff Blocks.
Cool, cool. And then have you been out here for all the whole series, for the Over the Hump series, every Tuesday? Great series.
10 of the 12 races.
Nice, very nice. And how do we find out more about the Path Bike Shop for those listeners out there?
Thepathbikeshop.com.
Thepathbikeshop.com. All right, thanks for being here, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And at the Over the Hump series, we're now at Trails End Cycling Center, and I'm with
Dan Profeta. I'm the owner.
Dan, the owner. All right, thanks for supporting this series. Tell us a little about your center, your cycling center. And where are you located and what you guys do?
We're a brand new shop on the Tustin Santa Ana border, road and mountain. We also have a bike concierge program, so we're going to kind of cater to the traveling cyclists.
What is a bike concierge?
We will offer tours, road bike rentals, business travelers, anybody in the area, also anybody who's interested in buying. Basically, we'll rent out the bike for you, we'll do deliveries, set you up with the pedals that you normally use. The only thing you need is your shoes. We'll set you up with nutrition, garment, with a route, and like I said, deliver the bike to your hotel.
Oh, that is fantastic. That's a much needed service, because how many times have you gone traveling and you wish you had a good bike,
exactly,
and you wish you could ride after work if you're traveling for work or something. So you guys will take care of all of that, huh?
Yes, that's what we're planning on doing here.
And then how do we find out about it? Where do we find you guys at?
We're on the web, trailsncc.com.
www.trailsncc.com, okay. All right, very good, cool. What a service. Hey, fantastic. All right, thanks for supporting the series. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Bike Sport Radio comes to a close once again here on Monday, Memorial Day, September 6th. We want to thank everybody for listening and remind you all, be vigilant in your advocacy. Support bicycling at all levels, road access, street access, trail access, you name it. There are always opportunities out there. And we also have opportunities for you to be a guest on Bike Sport Radio. Join our Facebook group, support us, and tell your friends about Bike Sport Radio. Visit bikesportradio.us. for information from our website. And when you're out there on the streets driving your bicycle, you drive your bike just like you would a car. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you next time on Bike Sport Radio.